helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
The military is not providing much detail, but a statement said the cause of the crash is under investigation. Preliminary reports not indicating it was caused by enemy fire. However, the Taliban claims to have downed a Chinook helicopter during fighting with, a spokesman says, the invaders and their hirelings. The US military has dismissed the Taliban claim as false. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The congressional impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump resumes an hour from now on Capitol Hill in what could be a pivotal day of compelling testimony. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Before President Trump tapped Gordon Sondland as the EU ambassador, Sondland was the founder of Providence Hotels and a million-dollar Trump donor. Now he's a key figure in U.S. policy toward Ukraine. A National Security Council aide has testified Sondland told him President Volodymyr Zelensky would have to publicly announce investigations into President Trump's political foes to free up U.S. military assistance. Sondland had also said he can't recall the details of a July 10th meeting with U.S. and Ukrainian officials, in which witnesses say Sondland offered a coveted White House visit on the condition of a public announcement of corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel says its military carried out a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. This in response to rocket fire on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights yesterday. A British-based monitoring group said the air assault killed 11 people. The Israeli military says its fighter jets hit a number of targets near Damascus, including Quds Force surface-to-air missile installations, warehouses, and bases. Syria claims its air defenses destroyed most of the incoming Israeli missiles. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks said to be providing